I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Next Monday and Tuesday are the annual Sportsman Sectional Meetings around the state of West Virginia. Your chance to make your voice heard. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. The Natural Resources Commission gets the final say on this fall's bag limits and season dates, and while the DNR staff proposes what those ought to be, their suggestions are always tempered by what the licensed anglers and hunters of West Virginia would like to see in those hunting and fishing regulations. The meetings are an important part of the process by law, according to DNR Wildlife Chief Paul Johansson.
I would characterize them as very important. Our commission, a seven-member board, they are particularly interested in the results and the comments that we receive from these meetings that we have in March. We call them sectional meetings, and we summarize all the comments. Certainly the written comments, the public's welcome to provide us with written comments. We have forms available. They can also, if they have the time to come out to the meetings, I certainly encourage folks to do that. We will be capturing all of their comments on flip charts, transferring those flip charts into a summary of the meetings, and we compile all that information together and provide it to each and every one of our commissioners. And I can assure you that our commissioners look at those comments very, very closely.
Johansson adds, it's not just the proposed regulations that are up for comment. The whole agency is open here. There's also a survey to gauge some of that public input.
That's part of the meeting process. Yeah, we have a formal set of questions. We ask them, are they in favor of a certain set of regulations? Are they opposed? But we also have some open-ended opportunities for folks to just provide us with their thoughts as well. It's not just about commenting on our proposed regulations. That's a key part of why we're holding the meetings. But if there are other regulation strategies or ideas that they have, or they just have some comments on our programs, they want to talk about, for instance, the elk restoration effort that we have going on in southern West Virginia, they can provide us with those comments as well.
The meetings schedule are as follows: on Monday, March 13th, at the East Fairmont High School Commons area, the James Rumsey Technical Institute in Martinsburg, the Braxton County High School in Flatwoods, Twin Falls State Park in Mullins, West Virginia Pumpkin Park Office Building in Milton, and North Bend State Park in Harrisville. On Tuesday, they'll be at John Marshall High School in Glendale, the South Branch Inn on Moorfield, DNR Operations Center in Elkins, the WVU Building at the State Fairgrounds in Lewisburg, Chief Logan State Park in Logan, and the Parkersburg City Building. All meetings from 6 until 8. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.